On Gorta Moor, the Great Hunger, Ireland, 1845-1850. Ireland, the aching, stomach tight, skin taut, stretched across poking ribs. A year pratier magin agus pratier nyon mar a dot anile. My God, potatoes in the morning and potatoes in the evening, as the poet said. A hot, clammy summer. Potatoes, life-giver, dragged from the earth with fevered hands. Dirt-scarred nails, scratching, digging the mulched black thing, clawing to the touch from the earth. A foul death stench from what had been a potato. So all a geor and God save us, ní léan rud eile agin, we have nothing else. The land bereft of its nourishing harvest, potatoes. Even along the coast, the boats are no more. In the cities, if you have the money for the inflated prices at the food markets, and islands where there is fish, there is some salvation. If you have the strength and skill to catch them, if you have a curragh to set sail to find them, or the ragged groups of women and girls chipping reluctant shellfish from the sea-drenched rocks, or eating raw seaweed to ease the gnawing need, their gaunt frames poisoned, leading to the agony of death without hope. Carayenamijinish, what will we do now? The cravings, walking barefoot to the landlord's house, the smell of cooking from his kitchen. Turned away by his bailiffs with masks about their faces to hide the stench of human despair. Food. Scenting like hunting dogs, the imagined taste on the air. Like ragged, unseeing things, they stagger across moor and heath. The mountain wind cutting through to the bone. The chill of streams crossed, numbing their bloodied bare feet. Staring unseeing, with grass-juiced mouths, the final act of despair and madness dripping from slack-jawed lips. Dying in heaving gasps amidst the mountained landscape, falling to emerald beauty to the quiet of field and valley. The last sight and sound they see, lying face up in a ditch or on the side of the road, watching with the indifference of the dying, the slow-moving gunmetal clouds pasted across a cold sky, reflected in their eyes. A raven hovering, feathering a winged beat for the approach of endless night. A lonely cry on the air notes their passing. A lonely place to die, by the roadside. A light breeze, bending blade of grass and petaled flower. Fingers clawing the earth in a final rigour of agony before blessed death takes them. And Gorta Moor, 1845-1850.